Good evening. I hope you're well. Please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach Gedula Chemincha Tati Tse Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Taf Tzadi. The letters of the month of Shvat are Tzadi and Bet. The Tzadi that created the constellation Deli, which is Aquarius, and the month of Shvat. The Bet that created the planet Shabtai, which is Saturn. Together, they have a gematria of 92, which is 91 plus 1. 1 is the kolel, 91 is the unity of the spiritual and the physical worlds, represented by the tetragrammaton of 26, and Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, of 65. 65 plus 26 is 91, plus 1 is 92. This is the energy. The gematria of the six letters of this first verse is 506, which is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavatinam, love for no reason. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Krasatan. Two words in Hebrew that means tear up the negativity, tear up the Satan, tear up the Satan. The same six letters of this verse can be rearranged to spell two other Hebrew words, Sha'ar Katan, small gates. And it's a reminder, a hint to us, to put guards on our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, the entry points of the negativity. We are in control of that through the guards that we put on those gates. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem nun gimel dalad yud kaf shin. Nun Gimel Dalet has a gematria of 57, the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasa, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin, a sequence that we can utilize to take back the energy that we've given to the other side through our mistakes. Parchem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gamlem. Betet resh, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Hasin kadosh Berov tuvcha na'el adatach. Chet kuf bet tet nun ayin. Yachid Geya Lamcha Penei Zohre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pezayin Kuf. A sequence that allows us to speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah through this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. This last verse, these six letters, help us manifest in our lives all of our desires. The last four letters of these six has the same gematria, 506, as the first letter, and teaches us about how manifestation must include unconditional love in order to be perfected, which is represented by the first two letters of these six. And the eighth verse we will say in a whisper, which we refer to as silently. Only the my ears can hear the words that I say. I'm going to read a verse from the Zohar, from the parasha of Yitro, Section 26, you shall not take the name. Verse number 438. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Ugine kach ba'e barnash lusadra al petore had nechadma O Yatir Livracha Alo Veila Yakil Baela Shaira Mehahu Mizona Diakal Alma Divarech Vila Yishtekach Divarech Berekanya. Therefore, it is necessary to put a loaf or more on the table before one says his grace, and in case one has not much to put on the table, he must put at least the remnants of his meal, in order that there will be something to bless, so that he will not say a blessing over an empty table. The verse is talking about something that is talked about in various places in the Tanakh, but the essence is that an empty vessel has no place for blessings to rest. An empty vessel is just that, an empty vessel. There's no place for fulfillment. There can be no help to achieve that fulfillment. The idea of a broken vessel, the idea of a place where blessings can flow. Blessings do not want to be limited, and vessels limited. an empty vessel is even that much more in lack. One would think, logically, an empty vessel means that there's a place for the fulfillment to rest. But the spiritual laws are very clear. There must be a vessel. There must be a space for blessing. The table represents the aron and the place where the sacrifice takes place. The place where the vessels, where the light, where the fulfillment can flow to the vessel. But if it's empty, there's no place to start. It also teaches us that that one must start the action, start the process, that we are in control of this physical world. That is what Hashem has given us. He is there to support and help us, but the actions must first be taken by us. The creation of a vessel and the effort to start to fulfill it. Before I start the class, does anybody have any questions? Tonight's class is going to be talking about the balance of the letters that are in the lower half of the Tree of Life. The Hebrew letters have three general categories. One is called mother letters, and is represented by the three horizontal lines. We have talked about the Shin and the Aleph, the top two. But the Mem, which is the horizontal line between Netzach and Hod, the Mem that represents Chesed, that represents water. So why isn't it related to the Chesed? As a mother letter, it represents the central column. But it's not in the central column. It's flowing between Netzach and Hod. What is the meaning of that? It's just like the seventh verse of the Ana B'Koach that needs to have the last four letters being connected to Ahavat Hinam, love for no reason. In order for the two aspects, Netzach, which means victory, and Hod, which sometimes is translated as eternal. In order for victory, in order for overcoming the desire to receive for oneself alone, to be complete, it must be injected and have the consciousness of chesed, of mercy. And that's why the mem is in this particular horizontal line. It's also the understanding of looking south or east, where the sun rises, so that if we look at the three columns that are horizontal as if they were vertical, it would be the mem would be on the right, which is correct for chesed, right column. The shin would be on the left, which is correct for desire, power, judgment, which is what the shin represents. and the central column of the Aleph would be in the center. But it's only when we are facing east where the sun rises. So the tree is correct. We just need to understand this aspect. Another category of letters are the vertical lines, and there are seven of them. These are the letters that have two sounds associated with each letter. These are the letters that take control of 2 months, generally speaking. There are seven letters. Five of the letters take 2 months in controlling the 12 months of the year, in dealing with the astrological influences. And two of the letters just connect to the 2 months controlled by the sun and the moon, the months of Av and Tammuz. And that's the first letter that we will talk about tonight, the right column letter of the Kaf, which flows from Chesed to Netzach. The Kaf means hand, means palm, and it represents manifestation. The idea of the Kaf flowing from Chesed to Netzach, perhaps if we look at the Zohar section that talks about the the letters of the so let's look at what it says about the Kaf. Behahi shata nechata min kadamohi at meal pursiye ikare is dazat viamra kame ribon alma nicha kamach namivre bi alma diana kivodach bekad dechatat kaf Me'al purseye yikare izdazu matan elef almin v'izdaza parsiya. V'kalho almin azdazau lamin pal. At that certain hour, the letter Kaf descended from the throne of his glory, shaking and trembling. It stood before him and said, Master of the world, may it please you to create the world with me, because I am your glory. When the letter Kaf descended from the throne of his glory, 200,000 worlds were shaken, and the throne trembled, and all the worlds were about to collapse. The Holy One, blessed be He, told it, Kaf, Kaf, what are you doing here? I shall indeed not create the world with you. Go back to your place, because the Hebrew word kliya, total destruction, starts with you. And because of you, total destruction is determined and decreed. A verse from Isaiah. So return to your throne and stay there. At that same moment, it took leave and returned to its place. How do we understand this word, this letter? Glory starts with the Kaf. Kliya, destruction, starts with the Kaf. If we look at the shape of the Kaf, it has no support. It's essentially three vavs. And when we look at the component aspects, but one of those vavs has been bent, has been curved. charge. And that is the issue of why the Kaf is flowing between Chesed and Netzach. It's representing the left column within the right, within these two sharing aspects. The Kaf has this element of receiving, which, what is destruction? Destruction is the beginning of the next cycle. There is never true destruction. There's only a change of reference, a change of frames of reference. The other, one of the other letters is the pay, which comes, is the flow from Givurah to Hod. And the pay, which means mouth, but inside the pay is the concealed bet, meaning blessing. And this is the positive aspect, the sharing aspect, that's concealed or within the receiving aspect of the left column. And that's why the pay, the mouth, is flowing between judgment and eternal. Only by utilizing the blessing, by revealing the blessing, can we make that transition. The third letter is the Resh, and it runs from Tiferet to Yesod. The Resh is a Hebrew word that means poor. It has a number of other meanings as well. It also means head, Rosh. The same letters with different vowels, different pointing, as it says in Hebrew. Rosh, head, and poor. And it runs from Tiferet to Yesod and represents the duality of the central column, the place of balance, because it's only through poorness, humbleness, reduction of ego, that we can reach and achieve the Rosh, the head. The duality is there. The central column always has both aspects. And the last of these seven letters that represent the vertical lines is the Taf, that is also on the central column, that is running between Yesod and the Malchut. And why it is the Taf? Because it's only the concept of end, the final letter of the Aleph Bet, that is the Taf. It is only the Taf that can put a stop to the flow. Only at the, as it comes to an end. But always remember that the foot of that Taf is representing the new beginning. That Taf, that foot of the Taf, that always has a trickle of mazel, which is, comes from the root meaning trickle. It's only, the Malchut has no light of its own, but is constantly being fed through the Taf, which appears to be an end, but is really a new beginning. And just as the Malchut of one frame of reference, the seed that is in a fruit that is on a tree, that seed that represents the end also represents the new Keter. The Keter, the seed of the next tree that is waiting to be planted in the ground, to be nurtured, and grow into the next frame of reference, the next tree. And we have six other letters that we have not discussed. They represent the horizontal lines. Now, excuse me, the diagonal lines. They are six of the 12 letters that are the horizontal, the diagonal lines between Sephirot. And this is the idea. These six letters, these 12 letters actually, one for each month of the year, so the Chet, which runs from Chesed to Tiferet and connects us to Tammuz. Why the Chet is in that location? Because there must be the nurturing of a mother, and the Chet representing the eight represents Bina, the cosmic mother. There must be a mother to balance the flow between Chesed or mercy and Tiferet Rachamim. It could only be a mother's love that could handle that energy and bring balance to that process. The tzadi, that is between Gevurah and Tiferet, excuse me, I have done those both Chet and tzadi, so it's really four letters that I have not done. So let's start over. We're talking about the Yud that runs from Tiferet and Netzach, the Yud that represents Hashem, the Yud that represents 10, that represents the completion of 10 vessels. And the Yud is the flow between Tiferet and Netzach, between the sun and the earth. The Yud that has an inbuilt smallness, being the smallest letter. This is why it represents the channel between Tiferet and Netzach, between justice and victory, because victory does not always mean justice, but justice always means victory. The Tet, the letter of duality that flows from Tiferet to Hod. The Tet that connects us to the month of Av, that month where we begin the renewal cycle of Tshuva, but we also have the negative cycle of the part of the 3 weeks. The Tet that represents the energy of the duality of life and waste, just like the Yesod, the male organ, on its surface appears to have both energies within it. But in actuality, it has both energies separated, but only appears to us externally that it comes from the same place. But in reality, on the internal level, those energies are separated and have two different systems. The Nun that flows from Netzach to Yesod, the Nud that represents fallen, that represents lack, which is why it is this diagonal between victory and foundation. The idea of the lack, the idea of falling, the idea of poorness, that limitation is what keeps the balance between victory from getting out of control as it enters into Yesod, as it transforms itself between a desire for the light of Chasadim, the light of the vessel, and the true desire for the light of Keter, the light of Chachmah, or the Chachmah, the light of the true fulfillment. It's only this energy of lack that could help it balance that flow and make the transition back to the true desire. And the Lamed that teaches, the Lamed that is the diagonal between Chod and Yesod, the Lamed that connects to the above the line, to the Bina level, that again can only be related to the balancing this left column as it flows into the center. And so we see how these letters are appropriate in their location. That each letter, each of the 22 letters, is in its rightful place within the tree, all for a reason, all connected. And it's described in the Sefer Yetzirah as the 32 paths of wisdom, the 22 letters, and the Hebrew and the Sephirot. 10 plus 22 is 32. But the letters by themselves must be activated, and that comes from the vowels. The shape of the letter represents the body, represents the malchut. The vowels are representing the Zeranpin level, the vowels that create the sound of each letter, whether it's two sounds, as in the seven vertical lines, or it's one sound, as in the case of the 12 elemental letters and the three, well, two of the three mother letters, because the Shin has two sounds, Shin and Sin, of course. Which letters have final letters? The Kaf, which we discussed tonight, the Kaf, which falls below the line, which gives it a support, not truly the support in the sense that it has two legs to stand on, but one line, one support. And the final letters that come into play in the time of Mashiach, that come into play, it's easier to understand those letters in their rightful place, because the tree will be modified by the energy of Mashiach. And that modification application will be to the letters, becoming the final shapes. So the Kaf we can understand as it flows from mercy to Netzach. It is going to develop the support that will be needed to bring that, all of those 200,000 worlds, as we read, which is a metaphor, all of those 200,000 worlds will no longer be shaken. They will have the support of the Kaf. We also have this issue with the pay that has its final shape, again, that falls below the line, that reveals the blessing. By changing its shape. The mem that has its final enclosure where it represents a full closed vessel, which is what will be needed between victory and eternal. This is the mem. Let's see. The nun is also there. The final shape of the nun falling below the line again, giving us balance between Netzach and Yesod. Same discussion. And the Sadi, which will change in two ways. The small portion of the right little yud, which now is back to back with the bent over nun, will turn to become face to face. And the line itself will go below the line, where even the righteous will be able to be in all the levels of our worlds. Remember the Tree of Life. Is the Torah, is a tree of life to those who hold on to the Torah. The more one understands of the tree of life, why the Sefirot are named what they're named, why the letters are placed where they are placed, the more one learns, the more support, the more connected, the more an affinity one becomes. I wish you well in your continued study of the tree. This recording finishes our discussion of the tree for the time being. There are deeper levels, but the forum of these recordings and these classes are not conducive to that. They're for someone who wants to take it to a deeper level. It would be good to do an individual class discussion, an individual lesson over those discussions. But I will touch on how the Tree of Life is utilized by people as a meditative tool. People speak of using the Sefirot and climbing the tree, but actually you both climb and fall. One needs to know where we are where he or she is within the tree. Are you falling or are you climbing? Are you in Chesed or are you in Hod? Where are you? Is necessary to know for your tikkun completion, for your correction. How you determine that is using the meditative techniques, whether it's done with colors, whether it's done with letters, whether it's done with music, whether it's done with many different ways and methods. There always needs to be a directed intent, a kavana. People will speak to you, especially the uninitiated who think, who are studying Kabbalah from books without a teacher. They will describe that how they meditate and they go to Keter and they climb step by step. And that is definitely a meditative technique, but it needs to be done with an experienced teacher. Utilize the tree, connect to the tree, strengthen your understanding and affinity with the tree. I'm available to those who wish to have that techniques taught. Before I sign off and wish you a wonderful balance of the week and a good Shabbat coming up, does anybody have any questions? Shabbat Shalom.